y'all. I am so excited. This is a super special episode of Get Real Podcast. It is a live podcast. I recorded this earlier this summer at CMA Fest with Caroline Bryan, who's married to Luke Bryan, and Rebecca Sweet, Becky Sweet, who's married to Philip of Little Big Town. And it is so much fun. We cover everything, how Becky and Caroline met over 15 years ago on a red carpet. They were both terrified because they were brand new. Their husbands were just starting out, and Becky whipped out a flask out of her cleavage, and that started their friendship. We talk about parenting on the road. We talk about how it feels to start at the bottom of the music industry and become some of the biggest superstars in country music, what they've learned along the way. We cover it all, have a lot of laughs. Their alter egos show up. You're not going to want to miss that. And we take some questions from the audience. They also tell me why it's good to have your husbands be a little bit afraid of you. So you're not going to want to miss this. It's so much fun. I love that it's live. And it's a part of CMA Fest. So this summer was such a blast during CMA Fest. And make sure you tune in and watch CMA Fest, the music event of summer, featuring performances by country music's biggest stars on Sunday, August 4th at 8, 7 Central on ABC. You will not want to miss it. So you guys get excited. Here's Caroline and Becky. Hey, you guys. I'm Caroline Hobby, and I'm so happy to be here with y'all. Thanks for joining us on the close-up stage. I have a big treat. Not only are these two women fabulous, they're also best friends, and they're hilarious.
Thank you.
I have Caroline Bryan right here.
Hello.
And Becky Sweet right here. Is everyone's mics working? Hello, hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Can you hear us?
I think it is, yes. I can hear myself.
Ooh.
Yes. Okay.
So they have so much going on in their lives. Y'all probably would know their husbands. Caroline's married to Luke Bryan, and Becky's married to Philip Sweet from Little Big Town. Who's a fan of those artists? Yes. And I just want to kind of kick this off with how y'all met, because y'all are besties for the resties.
Yeah, it's been, what, 15 years probably.
So y'all started your journey together, like this whole artist journey with your husbands. Y'all been in it from the beginning.
Yep, we did. Actually, this is... I will not exaggerate at all. It was my first or second red carpet appearance with Luke.
I think CMA Awards.
I think he and I had just gotten engaged. And
Philip and I had just gotten engaged.
Yeah.
Y'all got engaged at the same time?
Roughly the same time.
Yeah, about the same time. Well, so everybody knows that Luke talks a lot. He won't shut up. Like, you have to tell him to shut up, which is very endearing. So I'm standing in the back of a red carpet, and I don't know anybody, and I'm like, okay, I'm just here. Well, here comes this girl with this curly hair. She's gorgeous. And she goes, hey, I'm Becky. And I went, hey, I'm Caroline. And she's like, I'm here with, you know, Philip from Little Big Town. I was like, I'm here with Luke. And
we were shaking. Like, we were so nervous.
Yeah, because we didn't know anything.
And red carpets are intimidating, especially in the beginning. There's all these superstars out there, and, like, they're probably
Reba
just getting going.
And everybody was there, and you're like, I don't know. I just want to be out of the way. I don't know what to do.
Right. Like, what do I do with my hands?
Yeah. Like Ron Burgundy.
Well, so Becky had on this beautiful dress, and it was, like, low cut, but not too low cut.
That was in my 20s.
And so she and I are talking. I'm like, I'm going to be here for a while because Luke is going to be talking for a while. And I went, God, I really wish I had a drink just to... And she goes, really? Here you go.
And she... Such a classy bride.
She out of the cleavage.
She pulled a flask out of her chest.
I did.
She did. And I went... I don't know who you are, but I like you. Yeah.
The best part was our mom started texting us because we didn't realize that we were on camera. Like, they were doing interviews next to
all.
Yeah, and they were like, do you realize you just did a shot on camera?
Yes, like, it was documented.
My mother saw it live on TV.
She made them so proud.
I saw you on TV, but I saw you drinking out of a flask.
That came out of somebody's chest.
Yeah, I was like, well, Mom, what? Well, she's like, whatever.
We friends now.
No?
Yeah.
You got to do what you got to do.
That's how you start a great friendship.
Yeah.
Okay, so I just have to bring this up a little bit since we're talking about a red carpet, because I just interviewed Becky, and you were talking to me about one of the most epic red carpet stories I've ever heard. And Caroline, I don't know if you've had any, like, epic falls on the red carpet?
Not yet. Not yet. It's bound to happen.
Can you kind of give us a rundown of what happened?
Long story short, the band was doing the step and repeat, and so I was skipping it, so I went behind it, and they had all these cables and all this stuff, and it was raining, too, so they were trying to keep the cables from getting wet and this, that, and the other, and I was, like, trying to gracefully go over them, and my heel caught, and I face planted, like, nose to the carpet.
All the way down.
All the way down. And Martina's sweet, sweet bodyguard picks me up like Barbie underneath my armpits and, like, sets me up and, like, pats me on the head. I was like, I didn't even have a drink yet. Should have. Maybe then it went.
Put the flask back in your chest.
I know, right?
That it should helps. Be your thing.
I know. I should come up with a bra or something like that.
Like do a little side strap.
Yeah, right? Have a little straw. Here you go.
Just saying. It helps.
So you guys even have nicknames for each other.
We
yes.
do.
And how did these come about? Because they're like, what is it? Cooter?
Schmooter is our last name. We're Mavis and Opal Schmooter.
Mavis and Opal Schmooter.
Now, tell me who is Mavis and who is Opal.
That's actually a funny story, too.
She's Mavis.
We actually had to rock papers for the longest time. Like, maybe for a good solid year, we couldn't figure out who should be who.
We just said it.
So big decision.
Yeah. So we rock, Mavis paper, scissors, shoot before a red carpet.
Mm-hmm. And so who's that? Mavis? Who
I'm
won?
Mavis.
She's
who,
Mavis.
What was the name that both of y'all wanted?
I don't care. Yeah. We're not like that. We're like,
no, let's just do rock, paper, scissors for it. And she's Mavis and I'm Opal. Mavis and Opal Schmooter.
So talk to me about who are these people?
Well, when Luke and Little Big Town were out together, we were basically road widows.
Yeah.
And that's a thing. Like your husbands are gone all the time and you have no husband. So you like form wives.
Yes.
And pretty much.
That's how we came up with it. I don't know how we got Mavis and Opal, but
I don't know. It was probably a drunk night.
Probably.
To be honest. But it was probably a night after wine and we're like, we're gonna be Mavis and Opal Schmooter. We're gonna be the old ladies.
Yes.
At the home,
yes,
that everybody hates, like in their scooter, just
the rascals, you know.
Can
run
you talk?
Everybody over.
Can you give me a little scenario as Mavis and Opal?
Oh,
which
man.
One?
I don't.
Oh God, I'm not sure
so
what
many.
We can say out here. They're children
it.
Present.
Who wants to hear a little Mavis and Opal? Does anybody want to hear a little Mavis and Opal? Okay, give us a little taste.
We did make a Christmas card one time. Remember, you were sitting. I was sitting on your lap actually.
Yes.
Probably crushing you.
Oh my God.
So where do Mavis and Opal live? Like what is their person, what do they do?
Harass people.
Pretty much.
Like just about anything? Are they just kind of like a little.
Like funny harassment.
Okay.
Not like mean harassment, but like.
No, it's like pranksters. It's not like harass people. I mean, I'm not going to.
You know Carol,
I'm not
gonna you know she's a prankster.
I'm not going to punch anybody in the face. Unless it's totally called
You're
for.
And then you have to do what you got to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when y'all were road widows, would y'all like slumber party with each other? Would y'all just hang out? What did y'all do?
Yeah. Yeah.
What is life like as a road widow?
A lot of fun.
I have a lot more free time. No, I love Philip. He's a nugget.
He is. And you travel a lot more than I do, actually.
How do you decide when you want to travel with your husbands? Because I know both of you guys were on the bus with newborns. I heard both of y'all stories. Tell me your newborn stories when y'all brought your babies on the bus, because they're both pretty epic. And then how you decide when you want to travel.
Well, now, for me, I've got three boys at home, 17, 11, and 8, so I can't travel as much because each kid has football, baseball, flag football, I mean, just basketball. So I've got to make sure all my kids have a normal life. But in the early days, and this is no joke, I swear to God, we did this. When Bo Bryan was born, and he's 11 now, he was a brand new artist. We didn't have anything. We shared a bus with his band, and Bo and I slept on suitcases in the back of a bus.
See, y'all think it's all glamorous out there, but it's not.
No, because, I mean, if he was a brand new artist, so Bo and I would sleep in the back of the bus, we'd make a pallet out of the suitcases. And because we shared a bus with the band, and the band would hear an infant cry all night. But so that's how it started. So, and now, I mean, now Bo has a bunk, thank God. Well, he's 11, he's huge. But no, I slept on suitcases. I did.
Oh, That's insane. And that's not comfortable.
You just do it, though. I mean, you just do it.
You just do it. You got to be with your husband. Mm-hmm. You got to be out there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you did kind of the same thing.
Yeah. Yep. Penelope was 9 days old, and it was the George Strait tour. And I was probably crazy, but they were gone for 2 months. So Philip really is very proactive in Penelope's life. He's a really great dad. So he was like, I can't go 2 months without seeing her. And so we got on the bus, and I had Karen and Kimberly, which was amazing. It kind of had helped me. Like, I could shower. It was amazing. Like, how, the bathroom by myself.
Your nannies are Kimberly and Karen.
Karen, yeah. And Jimmy. Jimmy's the biggest kid. But yeah, we just took her on the road, and we kind of just try to find life balance as well. You know, Penelope is getting older. She's 11 as well. And actually, remember her and Bo did a commercial together when they were little?
They did.
What was it?
Sitter City. They did. We did some weird commercial. I mean, it was great, but Becky and I didn't know anything. We're like, okay, we'll do it, because we're too scared to say no to anything. And our kids did this.
They did awesome.
They were did a cute commercial like 11 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
They did.
The funny part about that is that Caroline and I wanted to shoot it at a bar, and they wouldn't let us.
You can't bring children to a bar. I'm like, well, I do it all the time. My husband plays in a bar every night. They're like, no, people won't respect that.
Oh, they got wings.
I'm like, I kind of think they would.
Yeah.
It's real
totally
life.
Sometimes moms just need a break.
Right? That's right.
My kid's fine.
He's great. There's plenty of people to watch him.
Yeah.
Somebody will. A guitar player will. I don't know.
Yeah. Right. There's a whole crew. Yeah.
Kimberly will watch mine.
That's true, because she's just an angel from heaven.
Oh, my gosh. We're all going to heaven because of her.
Is that really true?
She is so sweet. Yeah. She makes you a cake on your birthday every year. Like,
she's awesome.
She's awesome. She, I mean, just so sweet.
And that's something with you, because you're in a band family, because what's the difference between being married to a solo artist and being in a band family? I wonder what the dynamic is different.
A bigger bank account.
You don't have to split it four ways.
You don't have to split it four ways. No.
That is nice.
But we have a huge family, and we support a lot of people.
That is true. You have your own band family.
So we kind of have our own band family. Luke's mom is a part of our band.
Oh, so, if y'all don't know right? Luke's mom, LeClaire.
She's hilarious.
Brian, y'all have to follow her.
She's a nut. She's funny.
She needs her own reality show. I'm going to say that till the end of time.
She would do it too, probably.
Oh.
She probably would.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah,
she is a nut. There's no filter. None. There is no filter, so you never know what is going to come out or what she's going to do or say, but she worships Luke, and, you know, she's, yeah, but she's, I would say she's part of the band completely.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So, okay, how is it being married to superstars? Y'all started with them before they were superstars. Obviously, Luke was like your second kiss, right? Or first kiss?
Second kiss ever.
Mm-hmm. Did y'all know that Luke Bryan was her second kiss ever?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was. Okay, so y'all kind of grew up together, and you kind of the same way with Philip. Y'all started from the beginning.
Yeah.
Do you think that makes a difference to start and, like, build this relationship together from the ground up?
I do.
I think it makes it a little easier because you can understand why certain things are going one way or the other and not feel, you know, because we all have an ego, so you don't get your feelings hurt as much, like, if they have to miss your birthday or, you know.
Well, and it makes you appreciate everything more just from going to our first house was – our bathroom floor was like rotted out. So in order to hop in the shower, you had to step over this like big area so you wouldn't fall through the floor. And now we're like, we don't even know how it went from there to here. I mean, I'm not gonna knock anybody because I think I'm so happy for everybody who's married and happy. But we do, like, we have such a long history that it does make us appreciate each other more, and that we did this from absolutely nothing to, you know, and I mean, I'm still nothing, but Luke's, you know, Luke.
Not true.
He's Luke. I mean, and he's awesome, and I can honestly say that he's never changed.
I feel like both of y'all's husbands have stayed the same. It's so kind, and so what have y'all learned in this journey starting from the beginning? Like, what have you taken away starting from the bottom, the ground up, the rotting floor, to now, you know, you're some of the big, you're married to some of the biggest names in country music. What have you gathered from this whole journey?
I don't sweat the small stuff anymore.
Yeah.
I used to get like really nervous, especially like since Little Big Town's had 4 record deals. That first one, when the label closed, it was like, oh my gosh, this could be over. Like,
is that scary, thinking it could all just fall apart?
Yeah, I mean, because at the time I had a newborn and I was like, babies are expensive. And what are we gonna do? How are we gonna make this work? How am I gonna go back to work? And like, but you know, you just have to have faith in each other. And I think that's what I enjoy the most about our marriage, is just looking at each other and being like, I got you, you know? And
yeah,
Phillip's got me.
Is it extra special knowing that you have weathered these hard storms together? That it's not just, so you didn't just come in when they're like on top. You've like, you've really.
You can laugh at them more. Yeah. You know, look back and be like, that was crazy. We are crazy.
Like, we did it.
Yeah.
You know, we actually made it through the infants and the babies and the toddlers, which you're going to find out soon.
Yeah.
It's the best thing in the world, but it is hard. And you make it through. And there are days when I wanted to take a pillow and just hit Luke in the face with it.
Yeah. Did you
I
ever?
Knew that he slept on.
Good thing it was a pillow.
I don't think so, but.
Because he was sleeping through everything?
Well, because he would come home off the road. Now I would have a kid or two, and I hadn't slept in 3 days. And he was like, oh, the show was great, which I was so happy that the show was great. But I knew he slept. But
you're like, dude, you got to change a diaper.
And I'm like, he goes, God, I'm tired. And I'm like, you don't even know what tired is until you've been a mother of 2 small children that haven't slept all night. So, yeah, I looked at him once, and I went, I kind of want to smother you with this pillow. I don't think he slept all night.
So maybe it was a good payback. I don't know.
Because you may do it.
Yeah, I was exhausted.
And he's like, he's still a little scared of me, which I think is healthy.
Me too.
I think that's good.
I do. Too.
Yeah.
I
do. They got to know that they... Yeah.
Don't
women
mess
are keeping
mama.
It tip top around here.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Don't mess with mama.
Phillip's scared of you.
Oh, I know he is.
He is? Why is he scared of you? How do you make him scared? Like, how do you walk that balance?
I'm a Taurus, I'm Portuguese, and I'm Irish.
But you're the sweetest person. You seem like you are. Have you seen the other side? Have you seen the Taurus, Portuguese, Irish side?
Not really.
I kind of try to tuck my crazy sometimes. So there's not so many witnesses.
She's pretty chill. She's chill.
It takes a lot
until
to
somebody
really...
hurts her friend's feelings.
Yes.
And that's when she'll...
I don't like injustices. I will like stand up for what's right, because it
chill.
Bothers me.
Way more chill than I am.
Whiskey helps.
What ignites your crazy?
Me?
Yeah.
Don't touch my babies or my friends or my husband.
My family.
Yeah.
If you talk about my family, my husband, I will go 14 kinds of crazy on you.
So how do you deal with the media and the press and all that?
I try not to read. I mean, I see a lot, but I don't see a lot.
Yeah.
But some of it, you just have to brush off.
Yeah.
But if they make a really mean comment about a child of yours.
Yeah. That's
or your husband.
Children are off limits.
Yeah.
For sure.
Then I'll, you know.
Because they didn't sign up.
I'm like,
up for
I
this.
Will find you.
Yeah.
I have means to find your address, and I will show up to your door, and I will pour bleach all over everything that you love.
Bleach!
I mean, well, bleach ruins a lot. So
sign her name in it.
They're like, oh, God. No, I've got in trouble a couple of times because I was like, no, you talk about my kid again, I will find you. And they're like, oh, God, she's crazy. I'm like, yeah, and don't you forget it. So it's true.
Something that I have found so endearing about you, Caroline, is you are the biggest prankster that ever lived on this earth.
I love it. Why not?
I never knew that about you until... Because you just recently started doing Instagram, like within the past year or two, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's when this whole new world opened up.
She has the 12 Daves of Prankmas.
Do y'all follow these
stay
two?
Away from her.
Okay. Well, they're both amazing, but I did not know you did this whole 12 Days of Pranking. And Rebecca, you have fallen victim to her pranks before.
I was trying to brown some butter at your house to make cookies.
Sorry.
Sorry,
Becky. Sorry, Mavis.
It's okay, Opal. I love you. I did get you back, though.
How'd you get her back?
I acted like I had something heavy for her in the car, a bottle of wine, or the case of wine that Little Big Town just started. I was like, oh, I'll deliver it to you. And I was like, but you got to help me out.
My little arms can't bring it inside.
Remember, and I got you with whipped cream?
Yes. Yeah, they got me all in the face with, like, shaving cream and then whipped cream. And so I was
trunk open.
They got me back.
You knew you had it coming, though. Has anyone really gotten you back?
The worst one was I am petrified of snakes, like terrified to the core of a snake. And Luke
even a rubber one.
Bought a snake in the house. And no, it was a live snake. Oh. No, it was a live snake.
He brought a real snake.
He bought a real snake in the house once. And they filmed it. He and his buddy filmed it. It was a king snake, or I don't care. They're all demons in my eyes. But he bought a king snake in the house, and I'm sitting in the kitchen counter, like paying bills or doing whatever. And he goes, "Baby." I turn around, and there was a snake, and to me, that's just crossing a line. Just do not bring a snake around me. But that was the worst one, was when
you cut a rubber one up, remember? Your birthday. Somebody threw, Caroline's birthday's
New Year's Eve.
Yeah. And so we had a little
slumber party.
It's always a party.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We had a little slumber party, and one of our girlfriends threw a rubber snake on Caroline, and she freaked out and then decided to cut it up. Like, the whole snake was just in pieces on the floor.
Yeah, they served me cake and then threw a snake on me. I'm like, how are you going to serve me cake and then throw a snake on me? A rubber snake. So, yeah, I killed it completely.
My favorite prank that Caroline does, she finds really inappropriate magnetic stickers to put on your car.
Oh. I haven't done that in a while. I got to start that up
again.
You
go through the car line at school.
And no.
Police
Has this
officer
happened to
is
you?
Like, not to me, thankfully.
Multiple times.
What have you put on the sides of cars?
Can we say this?
I don't know. We can say some of the stuff I've done to cars.
What's the most PG one?
Show me your wiener.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're pulling up at the carpool line?
One of them said, "I have a certain kind of venereal disease."
Yeah.
And the officer, the little patrolman, he was like knocking on our friends.
Do you know this is your car? They're like, "Caroline, I'm gonna kill you." But no, just stuff like I farted, or just dumb stuff like mom farts a lot.
Yeah. It's pretty funny though.
So your friends know to beware. And your family.
Yeah.
Is it just around holidays, or is it like free game anytime?
Well, it's all year, but I don't film a ton of stuff, but I just decided around Christmas, because we started selling merch for my charity. So I was like, okay.
And talk to us about Brett's Barn, because you're wearing yellow for it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. This is our color.
Brett's Barn is such an amazing charity. Give us a little backstory on that.
Brett's Barn was started, so if anybody, I had a niece who was born. She would be three soon. She'd be three in July. She was born with a heart defect, and she went in for supposedly the surgery that, if you have a heart defect, this is what everybody wants. Something about her anatomy just would not hold. And we lost Brett when she was 7 months. And when Brett was about a month old, I was kidding with her. I was holding her, I was rocking her. And I was like, "I'm gonna buy you whatever she wants." She was the first boy on my side. I'm sorry, the first girl on my side of the family. And I promised her a white pony. I was kidding around, where after she passed away, I just kept seeing my sister-in-law and my brother suffer. And it was Jesus, because a friend of mine who, she works at a rescue place in Jackson, she called me and she said, "Caroline, we just had a white pony come in." And I went, "I want it." So I went to pick up a white pony, and I came home with about five animals. And I kind of prepped Luke. He was on the road. But I was like, "Hey, I'm going to do this." And he went, "Okay, baby, whatever." Well, when he comes home, we have like seven animals in the barn.
It's a special place.
And this was his barn that I took over and changed over everything.
You sold all his tools too, didn't you?
I did. I took everything out.
Hey, he left. He was gone. Fair game.
But you know what's funny is, like, he goes, "Do you want to do this?" And I said, "Yeah, I do." And he goes, "Okay, I'm behind you." And then all of a sudden, two ponies turn into like 25 animals.
So you bring children who have disabilities.
Special needs.
Mm-hmm. And they get to come play with the animals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's really cool.
That's amazing.
Yeah. It's a special spot. Yeah.
Thank you. It's awesome.
Yeah, how has it been since it's been open?
It's been great. So right now, the only thing that sucks is that it's on our farm, so it's not open to the public. That's my dream that I'm working towards.
It's going to be a big expense. It's a huge undertaking, but my dream is to have something built that's open to the public at all times. But now it's on our farm, so there's a huge process that we have to go through. But all the kids who have been there, it's like this magical place where the kids can come play with these animals and the parents can go chill and swing. And, yeah. you know, it's just, and the animals
goes
are
up
great.
There and helps with the animals.
Her daughter goes and cleans it.
Yeah.
Oh.
She loves it. She braids the pony's hair and mm-hmm. it's all, she loves that place. It's a magical place, I will say.
Thank you. It is great. And we just adopted two sheep today from a town where they have been starved. And they've been starved and like abused, so we're getting them slowly trained in to adapt to the other animals. And
Pekka's not too happy about that though. Pekka, your llama, he's little.
Pekka stays pissed at anybody.
You have a possessive pissed llama.
Pekka, she owns the whole. She's the diva. She'll get used to it, and she'll love them.
She blinks at you, and it's like.
She judges everybody. She's like,
yeah,
but she's awesome. So that's kind of the barn.
I love that. Okay, I interrupted you though about Brett's barn. You were talking about something else before.
I have no idea.
I forgot too. Dang it!
Pregnancy.
That's my brain. My brain is like, I already had a terrible memory. Now that I'm pregnant, I'm like, well, there that memory goes out the door. Okay, we're getting close to the end. I want this to last forever. But I want you two to describe each other.
Oh man. You go for it.
What's your favorite thing about me?
You ask.
No, you know what I love about Caroline is we've been friends for 15 years, and it speaks a lot to her character that I've never had my feelings hurt by her. We've never had an argument, and I mean that, like, seriously. She cares about everybody around her. She will do anything for you. I mean, you're just a really wonderful person to be friends with. I enjoy you. I miss you, too, sometimes.
I know. I don't get to see you much as much. Okay, I'm gonna tell a story about Becky. This is why I love her. She's loyal as hell. So I had a birthday party a while back, and the girls who came tried to get me as intoxicated as quickly as they could. I mean, like okay,
had a
here
bus,
go. And
driver,
it was a surprise,
driver, yeah.
So I didn't know what was happening. Well, at the end of the night, we have pictures. Me and Becky's holding me. And we're laid down like this, and Becky's holding a barf bag just in case.
Sweet.
So
Becky.
I have pictures of Becky holding me, smiling. Like Becky's still.
I was trying to hold her up on the couch because
Becky has
in
a drink
bus limo.
In her left hand and a barf bag in her right, just in case.
And then I'm holding her in my nook of my knees. Like, yeah. Okay, you're gonna stay right.
That's so. True friendship.
She's got my back,
and
I've got hers. So.
Cheers to that.
I love you, Mavis.
I love you too, Wolf.
I love you, Caroline.
I love you. I'm just so happy to be in y'all's company. I've been so grateful to get to know both of y'all. Y'all are such inspiring women, and y'all's lives are so incredible. I know a lot of people know your husbands, but you guys, the women who are married to these men, are such incredible people, and it's just so awesome to shine y'all's stories out there and let people see all this bright light that you guys are giving to the world. So before we wrap up, we have 3 minutes. I wanted to do some Q&As because I don't think we have time. I'm so sorry. I just want to ask you guys, what is a successful life to you? Because y'all have had such a journey, and looking at y'all just from, you know, a 30,000 foot view, it seems like everything is perfect and amazing, but y'all have weathered so many storms, had great highs and lows. What does a successful life mean to you guys?
Being happy. I mean, yeah. I wake up happy and look at my life, and even though it's not perfect, or, you know, my kitchen's a mess, laundry's not done, I'm still, like, really happy and just thankful for all the people who love me.
No, that's true. I ask God every day, I'm like, the only thing I can truly ever pray for and ask for is as long as my kids and Luke are safe, happy, and healthy, I'm good.
Yeah.
And that's, I don't need special things. I don't need anything. As long as my kids and Luke and myself, or as long as all of us are just safe and happy and healthy, I'm good.
Tell me why y'all love country music and country music fans, because y'all are the best out there.
Because you guys are so loyal. I mean, and just show up, and you keep showing up in the rain, snow, sleet. I mean, I've heard so many stories about how you've traveled from different countries or drove 15 hours and how you guys have become even friends with each other. You've met some of your greatest friends. I love that. I see you too.
Yes. And you're fun.
Yeah, you are fun.
country fans are the most fun people ever.
I agree. Yeah. Country music fans want to have a good time.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Right? Who's having a good time at CMA Fest? Yes. I do feel that way. I feel like country music fans are down to earth. They want to have fun. Yeah. And everybody's just so, like, inclusive and just good people.
Yeah. So are we out of time for any questions? Or
can we do one quick question? Okay, we have time for one question. Who has a question? And you got to make it fast. Anybody? Okay, you in the red shirt.
Okay, Caroline.
Yo.
How do you handle all the women screaming and yelling at Luke?
I'm used to it. I mean, that stuff happened in college. As long as a girl doesn't cross a line, I'm good. If she crosses a line, I will check her real quick.
You can go fake heel on her.
Yeah.
Okay, do we have time for one more? One more quick one. And then we're going to wrap up. Anybody? Okay. Whoever you think. Yeah. Okay, we'll make it real fast and we're going to wrap it up.
Caroline, as successful as Luke is, he's had a lot of tragedy in his life, and one of that is his sister and his brother-in-law, and you've taken in basically your nieces and nephews. Can you talk about how that's changed your family dynamics, taking them in even though they are older kids?
We took them in, but as far as I'm concerned, I did not give birth to Chris, Jordan, or Till, but they are mine. And I love them just as much as I love Tate and Beau. And if anybody messes with them, somebody's going to get hurt. But yes, those are, I'm not their biological mom, but I'm their mom. So.
I love that.
It's their auntie.
They look at you like that too.
Well, thank you, Caroline. Thank you, Becky, joining me today.
Thank you all so much
for coming out. You guys are the best. We appreciate y'all. And have a great rest of your CMA Fest.
Thank you, Caroline.
Oh.